Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, November 7th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. Birthdays, evangelist Billy Graham, 95 today.
I'm going to ask you to get up out of your seat all over this great auditorium and come and stand quietly and reverently here in front.
Singer-songwriter Joni Mitchell is 70 today. On this day in history, in 1917, Russia's Bolshevik Revolution took place. The existing government was overthrown by forces led by Vladimir Lenin. On November 7th, 1932, Buck Rogers in the 25th Century was broadcast for the first time on CBS Radio.
Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
Buck Rogers. The amazing young fellow who was born right here in our own 20th century, but who was held in a state of suspended animation for 500 years. And now he's living in the highly mechanized and super scientific world of the 25th century.
In 1967, on this day, President Lyndon Johnson signed a bill establishing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, leading to the creation of PBS and NPR. On this day in 1991, a major turning point in the fight against AIDS, L.A. Lakers star Magic Johnson makes a stunning announcement on CNN.
We take you then to Inglewood, California, and Magic Johnson.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today. I plan on going on living for a long time, bugging you guys like I've always have.
Number one on the charts on this day in 1979, the Eagles and Heartache Tonight.
Sometime before the sun comes up, the radio is gonna play that song. There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know.
On the KETR events calendar, an outdoor event this Saturday morning at Cooper Lake, hiking the backcountry at Cooper Lake State Park. It'll be at the South Sulphur Unit of the park on Farm Road 3505 at 9:30 Saturday morning. Meet at the Coyote Run Trailhead sign at the corner of the Heron Harbor parking lot and bring water, a cap, and a walking stick. For more information, call the park at 903-945-5256, 903-945-5256, or see ketr.org/events. Hiking the backcountry at Cooper Lake State Park this Saturday morning at 9:30. Our guest in the cafe this morning is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkard. And Caleb, tonight there is a meeting having to do with the proposed Blacklands Corridor. This is taking place in Nevada. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It's at 6 p.m. there at McClendon Elementary School in Nevada. And this is about the toll road that's been talked about now for quite a few months. And initially, there was a company that was coming through, joining with another company called Public Works, that was going to take some of this right-of-way area and turn it into a six-lane divided toll road. And it moved very quickly, and there was a lot of negative reaction from local residents simply, I think, because there wasn't a whole lot of information about it and because, you know, like I said, it was moving very quickly. And so what happened is the North Central Texas Council of Governments, their regional transportation council, said, well, let's wait a second. Let us do a study to see if this is needed. And then we can kind of move forward from there. And this meeting is just kind of an update on that proposal, on that study, excuse me.
The toll road would start where and lead to where?
It would start in it'd start in Greenville, and it would go to Lavon in Collin County. And basically, the way it's been presented to us is that it would cut down on the congestion on I-30 and, I guess, 380 to a certain extent.
What do you see as some of the advantages and disadvantages of it?
Well, you know, honestly, for, you know, if you're looking at a university like A&M Commerce, you're talking about a toll road straight into North Dallas, the North Dallas area. I think that would be huge because you would get a lot of students from that area. They could just get on that toll road and come right come right here. And so that would definitely be a big advantage for people on the ends of that toll road. And then a disadvantage, you have to talk about the people that live along the toll road, mm-hmm. whether they own land near that right of way. It's going to be, you know, all of a sudden you went from living in rural Texas, which a lot of people enjoy doing, which is why they're out there, to having this massive toll road in your area, which I can certainly understand being a negative.
Mm-hmm. So the meeting tonight will inform people of the North Central Texas Council of Government study and some of the things that they have learned from it.
Absolutely. They're going to talk about the study and kind of update people on the project. And they held a meeting like this back in July, and they're doing another meeting. And so we're not quite sure if there's anything definitive that's going to come out of it. But definitely for people that live in Hunt County and North Hunt County, it's something to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. What is the earliest date when the construction of that tollway might begin?
Well, and you know, that's interesting that we talked with some people involved in the project at the top of the project, and they were talking about starting the project next year, early next year. But with this study kind of putting a halt on things, that timeline's been thrown all out of whack. So we're not even sure when and if this will begin.
Okay, let's transition now to discussion about the YMCA situation in Greenville and a snag in the plans in the construction of the new YMCA.
Absolutely. Basically, the YMCA bond passed back in May. The $15 million bond, the way that was going to work is that the city was going to basically build a YMCA, and the YMCA was going to operate it. And one of the – actually, the head of the committee – the YMCA committee that they started to look into this project, Dr. Jerry Ransom, who also committed $1 million to the project, announced that he pulled out of the project at last week's city council meeting. And he said he hasn't really given us specifics. We don't know why that he's withdrawn his support. But according to him, if he'd known then what he knows now about the project, about how ready they were and the other financial commitments they've had, he wouldn't have supported it.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it possible this could actually derail the project long term, or do you see this as just kind of a bump in the road?
I think it's definitely possible. If this were somebody else or even a smaller contribution, I could see that maybe this is just something that the city and the YMCA have to overcome. But when you're talking about somebody who was kind of the public face of this, that spearheaded the project, that was one of the most vocal supporters of it, I think that makes a lot of other people question the project. And it's definitely, it's not officially stalled, but I think its future is a little more shaky than it was a couple weeks ago.
What's the next opportunity to resolve this?
Well, we're going to get an update at the next city council meeting, which will be next Tuesday night in Greenville. And we're also currently waiting to hear from Dr. Ransom and from the YMCA. We're waiting to get statements from both of them to see exactly what the issue is, to see what maybe a possible solution could be.
Well, what's new at the Herald Banner?
What's new at the Herald Banner? Well, we're rolling along. We made it through the production for our 903 magazine, which is going to be coming out on the streets November 13th. It's our holiday edition. There's some really cool stories in there. I talked with some local women who came over from Germany, and they come together and they celebrate Christmas every year for the last 37 years. And they talked about escaping East Germany, going into West Germany. There's a lot of great features in there. So that's the next thing we're excited about.
Mm-hmm. Some beautiful photography in that magazine.
Yes, we get Lori White King to come over and take a bunch of photos for us, and she's fantastic.
Okay, great. Caleb Slinkard is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Absolutely, I appreciate it.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.